Delighted to be here. Don Wade in Roma at 7:30, 7:23 until 8 o'clock. Eric Holder is going to be testifying. He's going to be questioned by the Senate Judiciary Committee about the trial in New York City of those terrorists. The president admits that he will not close Gitmo by January, as he had promised. That news is breaking this morning. And our Senator Dick Durbin has, he was asked about the Gitmo detainees coming to the prison in Illinois by Fox Chicago. His response was kind of,
Senator, with such a big decision like this, why not let the voters of Illinois decide whether to bring terror detainees from Gitmo here and do a referendum?
A referendum? No, I don't think so.
Okay, and you can see the tape of the senator. Go to WLSAM.com, our Don and Roma page. Now, the congressman whose district is where the Thompson Correctional Center is Don Manzullo, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Congressman.
How are you this morning?
Well, I don't know. I'm better than, I guess, you, because your district is going to be flooded with terrorists.
We are very much concerned. I met for 2.5 hours with Hardy Lappin. He's the director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and with Phil Carter, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State in charge of detainee policy. And what we have here is Gitmo is not being closed, it's being moved, along with all of its operations, and the remaining Al-Qaeda and Taliban terrorists. There are about 217, 220 of them still left in Gitmo. And the plan is to send them to the Thompson, Illinois Correction Center. And our big concern, and it's yet to be answered, is the fact that if the reason for Gitmo being closed, as we are told by our generals, is that the mere fact of Gitmo's existence serves as a recruiting tool for new and young terrorists overseas, then what assurance do we have that hatred towards Gitmo and animosity will not be transferred to Thompson, Illinois? The Department of Defense could give us no assurance of that.
Yeah, that's precisely an interesting point.
Plus, again, it's not the people on the inside we're worried about. They're going to be locked up. They can't get out. This would be the largest concentration of international terrorists detained at an American facility. We have been told that there are 340 international and domestic terrorists that are confined in the prison system, so don't worry about it. But 220 of those are already placed with the general population in the prison, so they're no more dangerous than the regular prisoner. 35 to 40 of the moderately risky are housed at Marion and Terre Haute, and then the highly risky, the real hardcore, 35 to 40 are housed at ADX in Florence, Colorado. So we really only have 30 to 40 hardcore terrorists housed in the United States, and this would be bringing in up to 200 more.
And they'd all be in one place.
They would all be in one place.
That would make us kind of like a bullseye.
Yes, it would. If DOD came up with a plan and said, look, we're going to disperse these people so that most you might have a 3 or 4 in any given facility, that's one thing. You know, you could begin to prepare for that. But you cannot begin to prepare for housing the United States, if not the free world's largest concentration of military combatants, and indeed called terrorists because they are Taliban and Al Qaeda.
How much participation were you invited into on this decision making process?
Well, none. I found out on Friday afternoon that this was going to happen, and the news broke on Saturday morning. But nonetheless, we are working very hard to try to bring economic revitalization to that portion of the state of Illinois with high unemployment, and we are sending a letter to President Obama imploring and begging him that if his plan does not work to move Gitmo to Thompson, that it nonetheless make it possible for the federal prison system to buy the Thompson Correctional Facility, house federal prisoners in there, and bring a tremendous amount of economic revitalization to that part of the state.
Are you happy that there seems to be a little bit of bipartisan opposition to those terrorists from Gitmo being moved to Illinois? I understand Congresswoman Bean has voiced her opposition.
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised. The Illinois delegation is, we have a lot of deference towards each other. And especially when somebody's at a congressional district has been impacted like this, because she's probably thinking, what would be my response if this happened in the congressional district that I represented? But the House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly several occasions to bar these terrorists from being detained in the United States. So there's really bipartisan opposition to having these terrorists being detained in this country.
As well as the Senate, 94-3. The Senate voted 2 years
yesterday that seemingly could be interpreted as saying that they're willing to allow them to come, but you know, that was an aberration. And I think on another vote, you're going to find that the members of Congress are really in step with the American people, who simply do not want to have these terrorists being detained on our shores.
Yeah, except not in step with the American people, according to Dick Durbin. He didn't want have it set to a referendum.
Or Governor Quinn.
Yeah, and Governor Quinn doesn't seem to be in step with the American
but
people.
But the state of Illinois, 57% of respondents in Illinois are saying no, no.
Well, it's you know, we're going to be asking the governor and the senator, obviously, to work with us on getting funding to open that facility in Thompson, Illinois, because the people there are desperately seeking
sure.
work.
Well, there's no reason. No, I don't think anybody's opposed to having a prison there. Sure, it ought to be an operating prison. We ought to get some money for operating it.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's
Congressman, correct. We're with you, I think, on 99% of what you're saying. So, terrific. And thank you for joining us this
thank
morning.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. We have...